With the majority of Zimbabweans being people of faith, from Christians to Muslims and traditional believers, prayer is an integral part of their day-to-day lives. At the church, they pour out not only their gratitude or grief, but their wallets as well, boosting church revenues to unprecedented levels. This revenue has now become the target of the Zimbabwe Revenue Authority, or ZIMRA, which recently announced its plans to start taxing churches to boost the cash-strapped government's coffers. Spokesperson for the Anglican Church, Precious Shumba, finds ZIMRA's intended move concerning.
Churches are not businesses. Churches are there to facilitate the worshipping of God. So the taxing that has been shared in the media by ZIMRA officials, they appear to be trying to raise funds for some other expenditure for the government.
A decade-long economic downturn has left the Zimbabwean government's coffers decidedly lean as it battles to pay civil servants and other expenses. Some, like economist Prosper Chitambara, view the proposed taxes on churches as a desperate government move.
When you look at tax revenues as a proportion of GDP, they've actually gone down quite markedly. I think this reflects the weaknesses in the economy. Even when you look at the prognosis for growth for this year, we are anticipating that probably the economy will grow by no more than 2%. So I think it's a sign of desperation.
The move comes at a time when so-called gospreneurs or gospel entrepreneurs are changing the face of Christianity in Africa. Pentecostal megachurches attract tens of thousands of followers by preaching a gospel of wealth, while their pastors flaunt lavish executive lifestyles. Some Zimbabweans, like PhD candidate Maureen Kademaunga, says gospel entrepreneurs are condemning people to poverty as religion has literally become opium of the masses in Zimbabwe.
These churches are just, you know, an occult economy. And then a lot of them have come up with all these spiritual concepts like miracle money and such other things. And so a lot of people, the desperate ones, the poor ones, like what Karl Marx said, that religion is the opium of the masses. They go there and they take out the last dollar that they have and give to the prophet.
Zimbabwe's Revenue Authority has said the tax authority won't target worshippers' offerings, only churches' income-generating projects. Churches are opposing this move, saying they need the money to run their affairs. Pastor Laban Musasa is with the Apostolic Faith Mission Church.
We collect our own monies, we say fundraising. In that fundraising, when we talk of actually taxing the fundraising, which is meant for building a building which will actually add value to the society, those who will be taxing that, as we have said, the ZIMRA, to me, is not conducive.
Despite this resistance, ZIMRA says it plans to start collecting taxes beginning next year. Until then, all the churches can do is pray for a change of heart. For Studio 7 from Washington, this is Ndimyake Mwakalyelye.